Listen to more news from WBEZ anytime on the WBEZ app. Start each day informed. Tap and listen live or on demand. Available on iOS and Android.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois lawmakers are moving to update the state's biometric privacy law. Facebook was sued under the law in 2015 when it tagged people in photos without their consent. It settled for $650 million because each tag was considered a violation, and more than a million Illinois residents were paid hundreds of dollars. Democratic State Senator Bill Cunningham of Chicago is sponsoring a measure to punish violators the first time they take a person's data, but not every time.
Certain businesses, I believe, have been unfairly targeted by some of the lawsuits that have been brought forth. Everyone should be held accountable for not following the law, but it's important that the punishment fits the crime.
The law's main goal would stay intact. Companies must get permission before using fingerprint scans or facial recognition to gather information. Illinois lawmakers are trying to regulate an industry that could be taking customers out of cannabis dispensaries. Hemp products sold in Illinois are not regulated. My colleague Alex Degman reports a measure from Democratic State Senator Kimberly Lightford would establish standards for licensing, testing, labeling, and safety. Delta 8 products would effectively be banned. Delta 8 is a synthetic compound that mimics marijuana, but because it is derived from hemp, it can be sold at places like gas stations, and there are no age restrictions. Tiffany Chapel Ingram, executive director of the Cannabis Business Association of Illinois, says hemp should be regulated like marijuana.
You know, you can't have runaway potency. There's certain ingredients you can use. There's certain testing protocols. There's tracing that's involved. All of those things to keep the product safe.
The measure was filed just this week. It's still waiting for a committee assignment. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin today spoke in Southwest Chicago about Black Maternal Health Week. My colleague Adora Namigade reports Access Community Health Network Southwest hosted an event to unveil a mural. It's intended to help local residents experience healing. And at the unveiling, Durbin called attention to the state of maternal health in America. Maternal mortality rates are much higher for Black people.
When I first heard that, I said, well, they must be very poor. They said, Senator, it didn't make any difference whether they're rich or poor.
Durbin said it's important for healthcare providers to believe Black women when they bring up medical issues. And the Chicago Bulls are a step closer to the postseason. The team last night beat Detroit to clinch the ninth seed in the Eastern Conference. The Bulls have two more regular season games, and head coach Billy Donovan is looking ahead to Wednesday's play-in game. And if the Bulls win that one, they'll be one game away from making the playoffs.
Our place is a great place to play. It's an electric crowd, electric environment. You know, obviously it's up to us to give them something to cheer about and be excited about. But I think you always want to have that kind of, you know, opportunity to be able to play there.
The Bulls will host the Atlanta Hawks in Wednesday's play-in tournament game at the United Center. Weather, sunny, breezy. We're getting to a high in the low 60s today, and then cloudy and breezy tonight, a low in the mid-40s with clearing skies overnight. For Saturday and Sunday, sunshine warming up nicely, 70 degrees for the high on Saturday, and you might get close to 80 on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening.